This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Roque, R-O-Q-U-E, first name Paulita, P-A-U-L-I-T-A. The date of birth, May 16, 1971. The date of evaluation, September 5, 2024. The referring physician, Dr. Craig, C-R-A-I-G, Wiseman, W-I-S-E-M-A-N. Chief complaint, 53-year-old female seen preoperatively as she is scheduled for right knee surgery. The HCI, the patient is a 53-year-old female who reports an industrial injury to the right knee in 2017. She underwent initial meniscal repair followed by microfracture in 2017. However, comma, she continued with pain, semicolon, which she describes as burning, period. The patient stated that she is unable to stand or walk due to pain. Pain at worst is rated 6-7/10. It is relieved with sitting or resting, period. Pain is limited to the lateral aspect of the knee, but sometimes radiates up to the hip, period. She has associated numbness, period. She further reports occasional chest pressure, period. Symptoms are not influenced by exertion or position, period. The past medical history, one, history of abnormal EKG, neck number hypertension, neck number gastroesophageal reflux disease, neck number asthma, next number sleep apnea, maintained on modified CPAP, period. Past surgical history, herniated disc. Next number right knee surgery times 2. Next number hemorrhoidectomy. Next number lipoma of the right axilla. Medication, Losartan 50 milligrams 1 pill daily, and Propofol 40 milligrams take 2 daily, calcium 600 milligrams daily, Centrum Silver daily, fish oil 1 daily, Tylenol 325/500 PRN, albuterol inhalation 26 PRN, Alvesco inhalation PID. Thermacare patch, PRN, allergies, norethindrone, next number, tramadol and Vicodin results in nausea and vomiting, Perceptor results in a rash, family history, father with CVA, paternal grandmother with cardiac disease, social history. She knows occasional alcohol use but denies cigarette smoking or drug use. Of note, her mother and sister both had coronary artery disease. Review of systems. Constitutional, she reports recent weight loss. Eyes, she has impaired vision and wears glasses. She has cataracts of the right eye. Ears, she is having some difficulty with hearing on the left. Nose, there is no decreased smell. Oral cavity, unremarkable. Respiratory, she reports history of asthma. Cardiac, she has shortness of breath. Gastrointestinal, she has constipation, hemorrhoids, period, genital urinary, she has a history of dysuria and urinary infection. She was recently treated with antibiotics, period. Gynecologic, she has history of endometrial biopsy, which was done on August 26, 2024, period. This reportedly was negative. Neurologic, she has vertigo, psychiatric, she has depression, endocrine, she has prediabetes, reveal symptoms otherwise unremarkable, blood pressure, correct in physical examination, blood pressure 141/78, pulse 53, respiratory rate 20, height 60 inches, weight 156.4 pounds. In general, she is a pleasant female who is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. Musculoskeletal examination. There is tenderness on palpation at the lateral aspect of the right knee joint, period. Otherwise unremarkable, period. Data review. ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm of 52 beats per minute and is otherwise unremarkable. She does have some non-specific T-wave change as noted. The impression, this is a 53-year-old female with history of right knee injury. She is now scheduled to undergo surgery, period. She has multiple medical problems that include sleep apnea/asthma, next number hypertension, next number gastroesophageal reflux disease, period. Despite all the above, she appears clinically stable for her procedure, will therefore proceed as surgically indicated. Signed, Dr. Rawlington Ferguson.